Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Last week marked the next chapter in the future of America. The political landscape has changed considerably in America, with the Democratic Party controlling the House, Senate, and executive branch of government. A change like this has occurred quite often over the life of the country and could probably happen again down the road. It is interesting that the Democratic Party, which considers itself to be progressive, has elected a president who will be 82 years old when he completes his first four-year term in office. There was a large list of Democratic candidates, so I assumed a younger, more progressive candidate would have been selected. But as I have said, go figure. I have read the first few hours of the Biden presidency will be occupied with reversing many of the executive orders from the Trump administration. Some of the things being discussed are halting the Keystone Oil Pipeline project, which would ensure America's continuing energy independence, return to the Paris Climate Accords, opening the southern border to mass migration of folks from the countries such as Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico, nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage, and forgiveness of college loan debt. I still wonder if that means that those who have paid their loan debt in the past get a refund. And of course, a national mask mandate, which would last for I don't know how long. So the agenda is ambitious, as well as mandated by some 80 million American voters who voted for the progressive agenda promised by the Biden administration. I've also read that the Biden administration would like to emulate the progressive politics of California nationwide. This would mean higher fuel prices, more gun control, legalization of marijuana, environmental restrictions, and much more on a larger scale. So this begs the question, where are all these people who are looking for smaller government going to relocate? We already know that states like Texas, Florida, Idaho, and Montana are experiencing huge increases of population from both California and New York due to higher taxes and increase in laws and regulations. Many of the states that are experiencing growth from California and New York have made it very clear that those leaving are welcome, and they're asked to leave their politics in California and New York. So if an entire nation becomes like California and New York, where can you go to experience less government control of your life? Canada is not a great alternative due to the restrictions already in place. I've heard that many U.S. citizens who have been recently traveled to Mexico for vacations have actually extended their plans due to their positive experience while there. The news has been reporting that large caravans of individuals are moving north from Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico due to the relaxation of border security regulations during the Trump administration. So that would be very ironic to have a large number of Americans move south while a large number of people move north from Central America looking for economic prosperity here in America. Something to think about, so we will see where we are 4 years from now. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.